This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
وأتم الحج والعمرة لله.
And complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, daily reminder. This is your brother Arij Amr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, and complete the Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah. A lot of people go for Umrah at this time of the year, and it's a phenomenal thing to do. It's a great trip to make. I wanted to talk about a few things that we can do on this trip, on the Umrah trip, that will make the trip so much better. The Umrah, the rites of Umrah, the rituals of Umrah generally take about a couple of hours at most to complete. And just speaking on a on an average terms, a person goes to Umrah for about a week or 2 weeks. The trip is generally about a week or 2 weeks. And the Umrah itself, the rites of Umrah, take only a couple of hours. So what is it that a person should do in all the other time that they have there to maximize this trip, to really get the most out of it? I'm going to make some recommendations, inshallah. Even if you're not going for Umrah right now, this, inshallah, could serve as a incentive to start planning your Umrah trip. And even if you don't have any plans of going for Umrah in the near future, the reminder that you can get out of this, inshallah, is still going to benefit you. The first thing I recommend, and this is the most important thing, is that don't miss a single prayer in the haram. When we go to make Umrah, after we've done our Umrah, we have about a week or 2 weeks left. The task, the thing to make this trip extremely fruitful, the most important thing to make this trip extremely fruitful, is to make sure we don't even miss a single prayer in the haram. Why is this so important? Let's think of the trip, the Umrah trip, as a gold mine, as having access to a gold mine for a week or 2 weeks. If you had access to a gold mine, what is it that you would do? You would try to maximize the amount of gold you can take out of it. The Umrah trip, we have access to two gold mines, the Haram in Mecca and the Haram in Medina. Why are these two masajid, why am I calling them gold mines? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Salatun fi masjidi hadha, that a prayer in this masjid of mine, he's referring to the Haram in Medina, is better than 1,000 prayers that's prayed anywhere else. 1,000 prayers prayed anywhere else, illa al-masjid al-haram, except the masjid al-haram that's in Mecca. وَصَلَاتٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ مِئَةِ صَلَاتٍ أو أَفْضَلُ مِنْ مِئَةِ أَلْفِ صَلَاتٍ, that the prayer that's prayed in al-masjid al-haram is better than 100,000 prayers. You know, a normal prayer will get you reward. Our prayer in the masjid of the Prophet will get you 1,000 times that reward. SubhanAllah. And the prayer in the Haram of Mecca, that will give you 100,000 times more reward. That's why these two places are gold mines. When it comes to our Akhirah, the divine reward that we get, this is why the most important thing that we can do to make the most out of our trip is to not miss even a single prayer in these masajid. This is, by the way, on top of the fact that a prayer in congregation in the masjid is 27 times better than a prayer that's done by individually by a person. So, subhanAllah, the rewards are so magnified. We have to take advantage of this for as long as we're there. Inshallah, the series will continue in the next video. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.